come up?
His wife had plans for him.
We good? All right, we're joined in the media center by Funny Car Provisional number one qualifier and points leader, John Force, after his run of 3.86 with a zero at 332 miles an hour. John, coming off a great weekend in Reading, you got to feel good about starting off in the number one spot.
Yeah, well, first, I know y'all want to get back and watch the race, and so do I. My daughter's out there, Brittany. But, yeah, it was a good weekend. Tommy Johnson did a great job driving Hagen's hot rod. And, of course, Hagen, you know, the kid's great. So what I'm saying is to keep him in the points like that, and because it's a fight, but you got to look at the points. It's all jammed up. There's, you know, five or six cars from Robert Height right up through the list, J.R. Todd and Taskin Caps. Everybody within a few points trying to win. So right now it's just a hair. We're just trying to stay in the game, getting a little qualifier. But understand, we got to follow everybody. I got to see what Jimmy Prock could do and Daniel Hood. My guys, I give credit out there. The guys that run these cars get the credit. We're just bought in shoes, right? And Daniel Hood and Fabrizi and Barlum, they just give me a race car to go down the racetrack. So I'm really excited about that. And like to be able to at least be in the hunt. And I'm in the hunt.
You've got a consistent car right now, which is obviously key, as close as Funny Car is right now. How important is that to just keep that up through this playoff run?
Well, every qualifying will give you a few points if you can stay there. Tomorrow's a new day, and we'll be running later in the day. Just depends on, track conditions. But, Bruton Smith, Marcus, this track here, the Bellagio, we call it. It's just an excellent racetrack. And everybody's running pretty good out here. I can't wait to see Top Fuel run with my daughter and that Monster Energy or Flavor Pack, one or the other. I don't even know who it is this week. Don't say I said that. Okay, I'm supposed to know. But, I'm excited to be here and be with you. And let's just pack them in tomorrow. Bruton Bill is a beautiful stadium. But don't print that. Okay, well, I'm saying everything wrong. So I was doing a Chevy commercial today, and I said, yep, and that trophy, get that trophy and get out of Dodge. And then I said, I can't say Dodge in a Chevy room, wrong Dodge. Trying to be funny, it didn't work, sorry.
Forrest, what's got you so fired up for this year? It seems like you're more focused on trying to win this whole thing than you've ever been.
I'm running out of time, if you want to know the truth. I don't know what that time frame is. But I love it. I'm healthy. I was in a gym today for 2 hours, and I want to just race with these kids. And I just really love the racing. I love the fans. And it's getting tougher because I'm getting older. The driving's the easy part. You know what I mean? If you don't let stress get you and get caught up in the countdown, I'm going to go down and wake up and see what happens at the end. But no, I just like it. And I race car don't know how old you are. I can drive this thing. Not a problem.
Well, Moses didn't get started in the Bible until he's about 95 years old.
Well, then I got hope. I got time. Wait, can you verify that? I'd like to know
that's
what true.
You and Robert, number one and two, something you guys feed off of each other as far as the tune-up goes. I mean, I know that they go in front of you, you get a chance to see what they do. It makes them last minute changes, but cars set up kind of close to each other.
Jimmy has a style that he runs, and none of us know what that is. But they're always there to help us, and we're there to help them. And Grubnik even gets 2 cents in because that dragster is just unbelievable right now. But we always work together. We don't have our days when we're mad at each other. You know what I mean? That's just part of the business. When you want to win, Robert Height likes to win, and he don't care who it is. Don't care if it's me. You know what I mean? He wants to take out anybody, and he does most of the time, especially when it comes to me. But I love him. He's my family. My granddaughter's up racing in Vegas this weekend, and we're just a family of racers, and Jacob and Noah. Jacob got his cast off finally, so that's my life now, is my grandchildren. You know, what happened to my life? But if you read the phone and you see, and I promised you I'd get out of here, but if you look at, read the stuff about Clint Eastwood, he's my hero. But he says, they say, well, you're different now. In this new movie, he's going to ride a horse and take a punch at somebody. And they said, you're a different guy now. And he said, I don't want to know the other guy. You know, I'm not smart. I don't make up all this shit. That's where I get all my good lines from TV. But he said, I don't want to know what I become. I like who I was. And I want to be who I was and not where I'm going, because I know where it's headed. Okay? So, look, that's all I got. If you got any questions, go ahead.
Any others? Kelly?
John, qualifying at night, Friday night, to tomorrow will be during the heat of the day, and then round one is early Sunday morning. So how do you expect track conditions will change throughout the weekend?
That's why I pay them crew chiefs more money than I pay myself. Some years I don't even draw a check. You know what I'm saying? I live off my rentals and what my wife will give me. But that's their call to make. It'll be tricky tonight. You know, we saw what they could do, and we turned the wick up and went for it, and it was stuck. It would have taken more. But tomorrow, we'll just see what the weather does. Hell, we were all told coming in it was going to be rain. Now it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get into all of that. I just, what was the question? I did hit my head. What did you ask?
How much do you think it will change throughout the weekend, the track conditions?
Well, if the Bruton will give us a killer racetrack. We know that. Okay, and NHRA, they'll make it great. I mean, so it's all a matter if it's hot, if it's cold, you know, how we need to adapt to it. But that's what the crew chiefs, that's what they do. They live it there like little kids out there on the starting line. You know what I mean? And it'll be different. But bottom line, leave it to a race car driver or a crew chief. And if anybody can screw it up, we can. So I hope not this weekend. I want to be in this hunt to the end. And I'm really glad Hagen came up to my car and shook my hand through the window. We've had some words over stuff. But I've always respected. He's a great racer. And he said, you know what I went through? And I know nobody likes to talk about COVID, so I shouldn't. But he said, I'm well. And he said, makes a whole different mindset of what you do, okay? And I said, well, I'm glad to hear that, and shook his hand. And then I thought to myself, till we get on the starting line. Okay, I know how it works. Your brain triggers. But he's a great racer. He's very talented. And I'm really glad he's okay. And I don't want to race without him. If I'm going to beat everyone, like I say, I said it on TV, I want to beat everybody, or I want to lose to everybody. And there's enough guys out there to lose to, and gals right now. You watch that DeJoria car, that's going to pop up any day. Worsham's one of the smartest guys out here. He's won championships, and he'll get that thing running. And that's what's exciting to me. So these are only friends I got. So anybody else here? If you're all good, I want to go see my baby girl. Okay? Thanks. Talk about fighting. I fight with her more than any race car driver. Trust me. Okay.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. You still don't want to kiss Hagen right now.
Huh?
You don't want to kiss him right now. Right? He's